Today I'm going to start out. With a little word of prayer, and then I'm going to start out in the Word of God, and I'm going to show you what makes you sick and who makes you sick. And if you listen to some of my old tapes, you'll find out that I taught some things wrong a few years ago. And if you happen to get a hold of some of those, and 15 years ago, the first teachings I made was 10 or 15 years ago, I guess. And some of those, I didn't have enough knowledge. I did the best I could with the knowledge I had. But over the years and my study of God's Word, many hours every week I spend in the Word, and God continues to reveal to me things that shock me. And it shocks many others. And so as I'll show you from the Word. Because if I try to tell you, if I try to say, well, this is what my opinion is, then you're going to remember my opinion. Well, let me tell you. Opinions don't count. They don't count. Only what God says counts. So I've told several people in my life when they say, well, this is my opinion. I say, well, I don't care what your opinion is. It don't count. They sometimes get offended when they say, but I have an opinion. Well, that's okay. If you don't line up with the Word of God, it don't count. You know, only God's Word counts. And I'm going to show you that in the Scripture too today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you, Lord, for the privilege once again to come here on July the 12th of 2008 to teach your word to your people. Lord, I thank you and praise you for bringing those that are sick and afflicted here today. I thank you for bringing those that are not sick and afflicted, those that just want to learn more about your word. But Lord, for those that are sick and afflicted, I ask you to reveal yourself to them in a mighty way. Show them what's available today and let their faith be built. And let them receive you, the healer, by faith today, that when they go away from here today, they'll not be sick anymore. Now, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for the thousands you've healed up till now. And I want to thank you and praise you for the millions you're going to heal in the future. Now, Lord, I thank you for showing your church these wonderful things. And I give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to start out today with a scripture under the law in Exodus 15:26. Every time I see somebody come in a wheelchair from that side, that lets me know one more time I should get my ramp built at the front door out here. Lord, I should do that. And I will do that. I'm working on that. I mean, I got so many irons in the fire, praise the Lord. I don't spend many hours a day working, only about 16 every day. And so I guess I should do more, but I'm trying. I enjoy working, though. I enjoy serving the Lord. You know, I have fun in life. Yesterday I got up. I might say that I was going to go buy some steel to put on a building I'm building here. And Cheryl said, what are you going to do in the morning? I said, well, I'm going to try to go get that steel. But I said, yesterday afternoon, I went up and hooked up to the trailer with the truck, and I realized that when I hooked up, the inspection sticker went out in June, and this happens to be July. So I said, first thing I got to do tonight after I get through working after dark, I'm going to bring the truck in the shop, and I'm going to check everything to make sure everything works, and then I'm going to go get that sticker, and then if I, whatever, how long all that takes, then I'm going to go over and get the steel. And so I said, she said, what are you going to do this afternoon? I said, well, I'm going to load the steel. I'll have them take it down there and weld it on the top of the building. And so I did and took it down there, drove the truck down there, hauled it down there, and then got it all up and started to crank the truck. And it won't start. I thought, now what is this? I spun it over and over and over. Come back and got me some ether, went down there, give it a shot. Crank on ether, but it died. I thought, oh, yeah, I prayed. Oh, yeah, I prayed. But it still wouldn't crank. So I thought, okay. So when I got back, she said, what are you going to do in the morning? I said, okay, everything's changed. First thing we'll do in the morning, fix the truck. When I get the truck where to start and I bring it back over here, then I'm going to check the lights and all that stuff. And then I'm going to take it and get a sticker. And then if I got time, then I'm going to go get the seal. So everything changed. So I went down there the next morning early and the fuel solenoid valve, for some strange reason, the low energized side of it wouldn't make contact. So I had to take the fuel solenoid valve off, take it apart, clean it up, file the points, put it back together, and then it started. Great, thank you, Lord. I didn't have to buy an expensive solenoid. I was able to fix that one. So then I brought the truck, disconnected the trailer, brought the truck back over and put it in the shop and checked the lights. and some of the lights didn't work. One of the tail lights wouldn't work. Had changed it out. One of the clearance lights wasn't making a good ground. Had to take it apart. So anyway, all this takes time. You know, finally got everything done, got everything fixed, all the lights and everything. And then I thought, well, now I'll take it over and get a sticker. So I ran over to the place to get a sticker, and there was a long line ahead of me. So I sat there for 2 hours. And they finally got me a sticker on my truck, and I read one of them was a Christian magazine there, and one of them was a Motor Trend magazine, but I read them from cover to cover, both magazines. I normally don't read magazines, but one of them was a Christian magazine. It was quite interesting what they had to say about Christian people. Now, one of the articles in there I read, I thought was very good. Some well-known, big, powerful man of God, and he said, it's time Christians come out of the closet. It's time we start walking in obedience to God's Word. It's time we start saying what God's Word says and don't apologize for it. And then I read an article when I got, I think it was later over in that book, or I don't know where it was, but somewhere that afternoon I read about a homosexual pervert that was suing a publishing company for a hate crime because they published Bibles, and the Bible says it's wrong to be a homosexual. And the suit was for $70 million. So the caption below said, why don't this guy sue God? He's the one who wrote the book, not the publishing company. But do you know, also I just learned yesterday, in that scripture, I believe it's Matthew 24, where it says, where Jesus made the statement, in the days that he returned, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days that I return. All of you have heard that scripture, right? You know, well, you know, you never think what that means. But I listened to an article written or on my email stuff, and you can listen to some of the stuff. And there was a guy talking, and he says, a Jewish guy that studied the scriptures in detail, and he says, in the days of Noah was the only time in history there's ever been a time when man wanted a law to marry man and woman wanted a law to marry woman. Said there's been homosexuals forever. Sodom and Gomorrah was full of them, but there was never a demand for people to be married that are alike. But today there is. So he said the first time in 6,000 years, last time man demanded that man be able to marry a man and woman marry a woman, said God destroyed the whole world with a flood. All of them. Well, I mean, this is going to go out on tape, and I don't care who hears this. I'm going to tell you, and I don't believe this is my opinion. This is God's Word, that in California, it's documented that they have never had over 540-something lightning strikes in any given year to start fires in the state of California. Yeah, no, last year, there's never been a year with more than a little over 500 lightning strikes in the entire state of California that started fires. That's a lot of them, though. But one day after their governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, went over the head of the people said they don't want man marrying man and woman marrying woman. But the governor went over their head and made a law that is legal. And the next day, lightning strikes started hitting the state of California, and they've not stopped. And there's been thousands and thousands and thousands of lightning strikes that have burned thousands and thousands of square miles of California, and the state's almost broke, and the federal government's sending aid. There's over 1,750 firefighters from other states and over 1,000 pieces of equipment and over 80 helicopters been sent in day and night. Men are working day and night trying to contain the fires in California. And scientists say this is a normal phenomenon. I'm going to tell you this is a curse from God. I don't care what your opinion is. I'm going to tell you this is a curse from God because it's written in His Word. He was ticked off with that decision they made. Who's in control of the lightning? God. Who's in control of everything on this earth? God. You know? And so He ain't happy. I mean, Who sent the storms and the floods up and down the Midwest to destroy so many towns and homes and everything else? God. He ain't happy with us. He's not happy. And that's why we got the problem we got. You know, now then, until we as Christians rise up and say, hey, I mean, I guess pastors are going to have to completely do away with their 501c, so they have the government has no control of us under these new rules, or these rules that was written in our Constitution, total separation of church and state. You know, the government's not to have any power over what I do as a man of God. You all know that? They're to have no power. According to the Constitution, I have the freedom to preach the Word of God any way I want to. You know, and so that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. You know, I do know that with what's on the books, just this is a little bit for a healing school. This is just a little free information. But I had the privilege to talk to a man of God the other day that's a retired military man. And he has a great friend. We talked to him over the phone. And he used to be a big man with FEMA. And then another man out in Abilene, which was over the entire Abilene area with FEMA. And they had a big boy from Washington come out and start explaining to them about all these concentration camps they're building all over. You know, there's a big concentration camp right up here at Denton, already totally complete. And Carswell Air Force Base in Fort Worth is being, right now as we talk, being turned into a concentration camp for prisoners. Who are these people going to be? We're living in America. Isn't that strange? But there's several of those camps already totally here. And when you see the letter from FEMA, they have a red and a blue list. And this is startling. This man that was in Abilene the other day, that I know, and the man that's in Arkansas, that I know, that were big men with FEMA, have now left FEMA. This man says, whenever they sent the big man out here to Abilene and we were having a meeting, he said there's going to come a time when there's going to be martial law, and when anybody that does not act right, anybody that rebels, anybody that does anything that's not right, you are to take these people and put them in these concentration camps.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.